Thank you, Ms. Chairperson. We are making this right of reply in response to the right of reply taken by India. First of all, let me start by saying that the United Nations Security Council resolutions, as well as the recent Office of the High Commissioner report on Kashmir, I mean, they all say the same thing, that Kashmir is a disputed territory. I don't know how India comes up with the new logic of Kashmir being its integral part or something. I mean, everybody knows the reality. In the UN maps, it's written as such. In the holistic manner, through the historical perspective, legal perspective, it's the disputed territory. UN MOGIP has a mission there. So we totally reject this claim, firstly. Then, secondly, the blood of innocents is on India's hand. The Council must ask India about its crimes against humanity in Jammu and Kashmir. We did not want to politicize the forum, and therefore we just referred to the right to self-determination and its consequences, which were also referred to in the OSCHR Kashmir report. So we were pretty much relevant with the case on hand. Rather than answering to the concerns raised by OSCHR, India again resorted to its diversionary tactics of fudging the facts and telling outright lies. First set of lies is about the cross-border terrorism. In South Asia, India has always used terrorism as a means to subvert its smaller neighbors. This has been chronicled in memoirs of its former officials as well as diplomats. India has the distinction of creating and nurturing the most lethal terrorist organization that went on to acquire the naval power. The violence perpetrated by this organization eventually led to the tragic assassination of their former Prime Minister, Mr. Rajiv Gandhi. The second set of lies is about India's claim of espousing secular values and religious freedom. Unlike Pakistan, where extremist fringe ineffectively isolated from electoral politics and societal fiber, India has distinction of being run by a political party, the current regime, BJP, which is the product of a militant, hate-driven ideological parent, RS.